Chapter 3. Money, money, money. Currency, none. Actually, there are three freely convertible currencies in the galaxy, but none of them count. The Altairian dollar has recently collapsed, the Flanian pobble bead is only exchangeable for other Flanian pobble beads, and the Triganic poo has its own very special problems. The exchange rate of 8 ningis to 1 poo is very easy to understand, but as a ningi is a triangular rubber coin 6,800 miles on one side, nobody has ever collected enough ningis to own 1 poo. Ningis are not convertible currency, as the Galactibanks refuse to deal in fiddling small change. From this, it may be deduced that the Galactibanks are also the product of a deranged imagination. Douglas Adams, The Restaurant at the End of the Universe.
You wanted to talk to me about money.
I did indeed. Let me test your reaction to the following story. On the 22nd of August 1994, two retired musicians, Bill Drummond and Jimmy Courty, flew to Jura in the Inner Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. They brought with them a cameraman, a journalist, Jim Reid of The Observer, and 20,000 £50 notes bundled and tightly wrapped in plastic bags. £1 million. It's worth about £1.5 million or $2.5 million in today's money. Drummond and Courty had, it is said, emptied their bank accounts to put the money together. In the early hours of the next morning, the four men travelled to a remote boathouse, and with the rain hammering down outside, Courty and Drummond made a small pile of these bundles of notes while the others acted as witnesses. Drummond and Courty stripped out a £50 note each, lit them with a cigarette lighter, and set the rest of the money ablaze. When the dense blocks of cash would not catch, they pulled out the notes three or four at a time, crumpled them, and threw them on the fire. The whole job took a couple of hours.
What a waste!
You think so? Plenty of others thought so too. Drummond and Courty, formerly of the hugely successful band The KLF, caused outrage. They saw their action as an artistic statement. The art world didn't seem to agree. What most people did agree on was that whether motivated by art, a desire for attention, or some rock and roll sense of excess...